USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. The Ninth District Court of Appeals on Friday said that President Trump's use of emergency powers to distribute millions of dollars in funding for the construction of a southern border is illegal. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calls the porous border a crisis.
In the month of May, over 144,000 people were apprehended in one month, in a single month. This is a crisis.
The court upheld a December 2019 district court judgment in favor of a request from the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition against Defense Secretary Mike Esper, Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, and others. The White House promises an immediate appeal. Rafael Nadal has won the French Open. He defeated Novak Djokovic. With the win, he ties Roger Federer with the most Grand Slam titles by a man with 20. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Defund the Police movement takes a toll on New York City's crime rate as shootings and murders spike dramatically in the sanctuary state.
Well, I think it's getting worse. We have thousands of people coming in illegally to this country, committing crimes, many of them. And it's gotten to a point where New York City's, we're spending $50 million on protecting, giving legal rights and attorneys to undocumented. That doesn't make any sense.
That's New York City Councilman Robert Holden on Fox and Friends. He says ICE needs to be kept in state courthouses so agents can deport lawbreakers. Shootings have spiked 127% in New York City this year, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling for Mayor Bill de Blasio to get it under control. But city officials say liberal pushes to defund the police have hindered the New York Police Department's ability to keep the city safe. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Hurricane Delta is moving east as Louisiana cleans up. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Rain from the remnants of Hurricane Delta is saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. The Weather Prediction Center saying the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the cleanup continues.
Right now we're assessing new damage. We're looking at new fresh damage from Delta and damage on top of damage from Laura. So it's going to take a little time to kind of peel all that away and really understand the full wake of Delta and what it's left behind.
FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News.
For the second straight week, the NFL has decided to postpone games. CBS senior sports writer Pete Prisco says fans need to get used to it.
Look, the NFL is being cautious. You have another positive test. They want to make sure that isn't spreading throughout the whole locker room. And they're being a little cautious here. And you got to get used to this. This is going to happen more and more. And the NFL's got to be prepared.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said after Stephon Gilmore tested positive for COVID on Tuesday, the team shut down its facilities for a full 3 days just to be on the safe side. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.